Welcome back to the Meat and Poultry Magazine podcast. I'm Ryan McCarthy, the digital media associate editor for meatpoultry.com. Beef, It's What's for Dinner is a campaign by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association that has long been heard by consumers and meat lovers alike as they listen to the radio or watch television. Well, now the NCBA is trying to focus on digital and social media. With some stylish new ads highlighting some beef farmers, the trade association is hoping that this update gets more people to recognize its contribution to meat and America. I talked to Elisa Harrison, Senior Vice President of Global Marketing and Research at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, about the campaign and what the group is planning to do moving forward.
Tell me a little bit about why you guys decided to do the rebranding at this time. Why did it feel like this was the best chance to do it?
Well, when we started looking about a year ago, kind of taking a broader 360 look at the campaign and how we could make sure that our dollars were working as hard as they could, started looking at what were our strengths and what was unique to beef, and started delving into what equity did we have in Beef Is What's for Dinner. And as we did some research on that, found that the equity after 25 years was still extremely strong, even for those younger consumers, the millennials. And at the same time, we were redoing our website to make it really more of a digital platform that millennials and others could easily find information that they need. And then the third prong was consumers today are telling us that they want to know more about how their beef is produced. And the farmers and ranchers that produce beef have very high favorability ratings and are very popular. So we just started looking at all of these strengths and assets, coupled together with the fact that it's the 25th anniversary of when the Beef Is What's for Dinner tagline was launched. We just thought that all of this made sense to relaunch the brand, talk about the people behind beef production, send people to this great new digital platform that we provided, and really talk about and celebrate taste value proposition to consumers. And so all of those are our strengths, and we pulled them together and relaunched the brand for the 25th anniversary.
The main thing I wanted to ask you, and you mentioned it a few times, was revamping the digital part and having it closer to more younger consumers. Tell me a little bit how you're employing or making people be able to get to this new website and to see you guys.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the website, it actually is a compilation. We merged together 8 different websites. So that includes information about nutrition and the production practices and the people behind it and how to cook it. Prior, those were all spread out in different websites. So we pulled all of those together to one digital platform. Just makes it easier for a variety of audiences to find the information that they're looking for. In order to drive people to the website, we're doing a couple of things, have put together different campaigns throughout the year. We launched it with the campaign that we're calling Rethink the Ranch. That is videos and information about the people behind beef and what they, how the people and the family behind beef and how they produce beef and the tools that they use to produce beef. And that's what we've started out with. So those are paid digital advertising on Facebook and Twitter. And YouTube, as well as some direct marketing materials to the channel and to nutritionists and to other people who are interested in knowing a little bit more about how beef is produced these days.
Yeah, I saw some of the Rethink the Ranch ads, and I was curious, was it important for you guys to have kind of a personal face and be able to tell some personal stories about this? Because I know you guys are a very widespread organization. And was that kind of important for you guys?
It was very important for us to actually put a face on the industry. The people that we're using in our campaign are real people from real generational ranches. All the footage is original. It's not part of a Hollywood stage production. And it was very important because that's what consumers want to know. Consumers want to know the people who are raising their product. They want to know not just about how they're raising it, but really about who they are as people. And we feel that farmers and ranchers are a people are very fond of farmers and ranchers. They want to know more about it, and that came through very strong in our research. And so that's why the first campaign that we'll be launching as part of the overall rebrand launch is that Rethink the Ranch, so that people can have a two-way engagement with people who are producing their food. Very important to millennials today. You can't just talk to them, but you have to talk with them. And social media allows us to do that. And we are very excited about having that engagement with consumers and answer their questions about beef production and the nutritional value of beef.
Is that a big change to have a little more of a dialogue or conversation for you guys at the NCBA, where you've got a lot more questions coming at you about what's the process of beef in general and how it's getting there?
Well, I think we've always had questions about beef and beef production in general. I mean, that's just a normal course of what we do. I think what's changed is that we have to, and we have been having that two-way conversation, but we have to make sure that we're making our information readily available. So we're actually pushing this information out to consumers. We've had this information and answers and stories about farmers and ranchers for a while, but you had to come find it. You had to come to us if you wanted to find it. So we're actually proactively taking it and pushing it out to consumers where they want to receive it, how they want to receive it, and when they want to receive it. So making it a much more proactive effort to have that two-way conversation.
You know, another interesting thing I thought about when I was looking at some of the ads is how did you pick out or find the farmers and ranchers that you wanted to use? Was it something that you guys had to go through for a long process, or were there some that wanted to volunteer right away?
I think probably the problem that we had is that we had so many to choose from. And so we wanted to show diversity in the country, you know, different parts of the country. We wanted to show different parts of the industry, so the cow-calf, the feedlot, the packer, and even that farmer feeder type of thing. So we try to give the consumer a very general idea without, putting together a 30-minute documentary about how beef is produced in all the different segments. So it really came down to logistics. The time of year, we were filming this in the summertime, so what were we going to be able to film? What parts of the country had enough rain or the farmers were in a position where they could host a film crew for, 3 or 4 days, and also show the diversity. So it was just a matter of looking at the map and the geography and who was around and what made most sense logistically from getting from point A to point B, because it was going to be more cost efficient to do that. And we were just so fortunate that we came up with just fantastic families to participate. But again, we could do this 100 times over, because this is pretty representative of what farmers and ranchers who produce beef are and the families that they raise and the generational component. It was really more the map, the timing, and the availability of the people who were in the ad.
Thanks to Elisa Harrison for talking to us about the latest projects for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Make sure to check out some of the latest stories on meatpoultry.com, including some of our magazine features from the November edition. Also follow us on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all by searching at Meat Poultry. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.